Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am Rian Walters, and this is Uncover Politics. It is my pleasure to have your company. You can now join the program on any platform of your choice at Uncover Politics on anchor.fm/Rian-Walters. Uncover Politics on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Overcast, Podcast Addict, Twitter at Walters Rayon, Instagram at Walters.Rayon, and on Facebook at Rian Walters. Wherever in the world you are tuning from, I am delighted to have your company. Please also remember to like, subscribe, and share your feedbacks. This podcast is committed to providing you with a new experience, better understanding, and a microscopic view of politics in every sense imaginable. We are going to be discussing the political upheavals, tensions, success and their failures, and their everyday impacts on our lives from Europe, North, Central and South America, Asia, Africa and the Caribbean in just 10 minutes or less. Now today, listeners, we'll be looking at a recent announcement by the United States Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, announcement he made in San Juan, Costa Rica, on the last day of his Latin American diplomatic tour, where he revealed or announced to the world that US President Joe Biden will be making 80 million dosage of the coronavirus vaccines available to countries across the world. Secretary Blinken said, interestingly, that the vaccine distribution plan will be announced by the president in a matter of days and could be as early as tomorrow, how it will actually be done. Of course, it will be driven by science and needs. So wherever there is a greater need in terms of population, one would believe that the countries that are poorest and most in need, with a very high rate of infection, they should be given priority. There is something that one has to take from what the Secretary of State mentioned, because this vaccine plan, this 80 million vaccine dosage will be given to countries across the world, comes against the backdrop that a vacuum has been created in the world in terms of the lead across the world as it relates to superpowers. We know that the Trump-led administration, really, the policy that he trumped was to pull back America from policing the world to one that focused on nationalism, America First policy. That created a gap, that created a vacuum, and of course, China and Russia are on a blitz to actually be that country where weaker nations can look to for economic security, prosperity, and stability, respectively. And so Biden is on a quest to restore America's global reputation, renew its core agreements, renew its core principles with his European allies, his NATO allies, and as well as the role that America is known best to play across the world as a champion for democracy and diplomacy. And so, interestingly, Biden, through his Secretary of State, said that these 80 million doses of corona vaccine there will be no political strings attached. Of course, that is easier said than done. It is to see if politics will play in terms of the type of governments that will be getting these vaccines. Will countries that are against America's political geophilosophy and the vaccine distribution, as I had mentioned before. And so it is to see how this will work in terms of the quantity Which region will he target the most, and who is expected to benefit significantly? There is a very urgent need for the vaccine in poorer regions such as Asia Pacific, sections of Africa, and of course the Caribbean, which are lagging behind. The United States will partner with COVAX, which is a global distribution entity that acquire vaccines and distribute vaccines to the poorer nations in assisting the population towards obtaining herd immunity. And so this 80 million dosage that Biden promised comes against a backdrop that when Biden came to office, his administration bought the stockpile and millions of doses as vaccine. And there was a lot of pressure came from a lot of countries crying out to the United States that it makes no sense you stockpile and millions of vaccines in your storage when you have not worked out a proper way of distribution and vaccinating the population before some of these vaccines reach its expiration date. And so global pressure, to some extent, Biden bowed to its European allies who really knocked very hard on the doors of the White House, appealing to the government of the United States to, if it's a case where they do not want to give this vaccine for free, and one would not expect that USA would have used its taxpayers' money to acquire these vaccines and then you give them for free, but at least sell these vaccines to countries that are willing to pay for it and do not allow the dosage to expire. And so what has happened is that America has worked out their vaccination distribution, their vaccination inoculation, and is going pretty well in many states. More recently, I believe the state of California has announced that it will be paying citizens money to actually take the vaccine. I don't know if this will encourage more persons to get it, or the vaccine hardliners, if this will move the needle for them. But whatever the case is, it's very good that America has taken the humanitarian step in assisting those who are most in need and those who are less fortunate. We will see. There is a war in the form of diplomacy relating to the coronavirus that is affecting the world, the role that Russia and China is playing. So there is a lot of issues at play, listeners, in respect to which country is going to actually restore or solidify their position as the most indomitable nation in the world, and that the world can look to for some form of security and stability. Now, Russia and China are doing their part in reminding the world that they are a force to be reckoned with. A lot of damage has been done in terms of America's diplomatic relationship with its allies abroad, and Biden administration has taken the first bold step in what I would refer to as trying to rewrite history, trying to restore the trust in America's role and leadership in dealing with world crisis. And perhaps this urgent need a vaccine dosage across the world, this 80 million dosage promise, I think will really put a dent in the position that China and Russia finds themselves in. And it is clear that the United States of America, under President Biden, will remain to champion the cause that United States is the choice to choose as a friend in need. Those are my thoughts, and thanks for listening.